knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard boys,
Andrea, have you ever met Dean Richards?
I have met Dean Richards.
And what is your impression?
I love Dean Richards.
Impossible
not to.
I can
say that, right?
Yeah.
It's okay to say
Dean,
that.
Dean, is that okay?
Handsome. Don't forget.
He's very handsome.
Handsome, fun,
yeah.
Cool,
yeah.
Smart.
Smells like the sea.
Oh, and those eyes.
No, that's I like the smell of the sea, Dean. I think that's a good thing.
It's like
that's
ocean.
That's either fish or raw garbage.
No. The sea has a very summery smell to it.
There's a Pier 1 scent called Ocean, which is just a very clean, wonderful smell.
I smell like candles.
Yes, you smell like candles.
Yes.
What's wrong with that, Dean?
Nothing.
How are you? Everything good?
Yeah, everything's okay. I just got an email about the big WGN Christmas party.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yep.
Which I was looking forward to until I read this email.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
It says a scavenger.
Yeah,
hunt.
We saw
Dean,
that, too.
We had the same off-air discussion, Bill and I, because we're doing the Christmas show tomorrow.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then a lunch usually follows, and it's very nice, and there's music. And
not this time. It's different.
Scavenger hunt, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Your team will have 30 minutes to accumulate as much points as possible. Each team will have 5 people. This doesn't sound like a party.
And then, it's outside,
too. And then, read the part about dress warm because you're going to be outside.
Dress comfortably. Be prepared to potentially be outside.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do we make of this?
Oh, I just, something came up.
You're busy.
For me, too,
suddenly
Dean.
Busy.
Dean, I think you and I have the same thing that at the TV station, right? The Greek thing?
Whatever happened to just a good old Christmas party where you showed up?
No, they don't do those anymore. That's the old days. They don't do those anymore. I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun.
Yes.
I just worry, Dean, I worry about Ryan Burrow freezing. You know me.
Yeah.
I worry about him.
Is he frail?
Yeah, he's very frail.
He's frail.
He is very frail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met Ryan a couple of times. Frail never came
he doesn't,
to my mind.
No, not when you just meet him, it doesn't.
Not
but then the more you talk to him, you realize he's a very frail guy.
You realize what a wimpy is.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. No, I didn't say that. Dean, what happened earlier today? There was a big announcement about Disney purchasing some of Fox,
No, they bought an entire continent today.
They did.
Yeah.
They now own South America.
Whoa.
I said this earlier in the week because, people were, I was getting some grief because I had seen the Star Wars movie on Monday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't allowed to review it until Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Because Disney asked all the critics to wait until Wednesday at a certain time. And some people, and maybe rightfully so, said, well, what do you care what Disney has to say?
Oh.
And, is ordering you not to review a movie at a certain time. And I pointed out at that time that Disney owns most of the entertainment world.
They do.
And today they acquired a whole bunch more of it. They merged with 20th Century Fox, which is not the entire Fox network, but it's the part of the Fox network that includes their television studios, their movie studios, their regional sports networks, their cable channels, FX and National Geographic, their stake in Hulu and a European pay TV provider called Sky, but also now Disney owns the rights to former Fox films like X-Men and Deadpool and Fantastic Four. And Avatar, Modern Family, and most disturbing to me is The Simpsons.
Oh.
Because this now means that there's going to be some Mickey Mouse, Homer Simpson variety show that's going to be
possibly
coming.
They could merge,
Suddenly, that there's going to be a Simpsons part of, Simpsons land, like Disneyland.
Well, the Simpsons already have an area. If you go to Universal Studios in Orlando, there's a whole Simpsons area. But they also have a Marvel area, too, and Disney owns Marvel.
I don't know what the deal's going to be with that. Now that's all owned by Disney. It was a merger that was worth $52.4 billion.
Wow. Gigantic.
Mm-hmm. $1 billion.
Did anyone see this coming?
Yes. This has been anticipated for several weeks. A number of companies have been trying to purchase this, as Rupert Murdoch apparently is cashing out certain parts of his company right now. So sort of been known that this was available.
Yeah.
See, we should have pooled our money.
Yes.
If the three of us pulled our money, Dean got some folks at TV. We
could have each had
here.
Our own TV channel.
Yeah.
Yes. Too late now.
This does not include the Fox TV stations. Sorry, Bill. I know you've been trying to get your hands
on trying to, but unsuccessfully.
Fox 32 or whatever it's
darn
called.
Darn it.
Bill's been trying to get his hands on a TV station that no one watches.
Well, right.
It's for private reasons. Yeah. Just for fun.
But the Fox TV stations, their broadcasting network, what really Bill wanted was the Fox News Channel.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is not part of this deal. The Fox Business Network, not part of the deal.
Uh-huh.
And some of the national Fox Sports networks, those are going to be spun off into a completely separate company for the current shareholders of Fox.
Boy, this is big. Is this referred to as a merger, though, Dean?
They're calling it a merger.
It is a merger.
They're calling it a merger.
So do we have
Disney's
a new name?
Gonna run it. Disney's going to run it. I haven't heard if there's a new name to it all. I imagine it's going to come under the Disney umbrella.
A name.
Fizney.
How about this? Breer Fox. It's a Disney character.
Oh, yeah, that might be.
Maybe, possibly. All right.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Well,
I would enjoy that.
Well, good for them.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, and it's most interesting this way that people are turning off their conventional television sets, whether we like it or not. It is happening, and more people are going to streaming services like Netflix, like Amazon Prime, like Hulu. Mm-hmm. All of these services. And acquiring all of these extra entities now will allow Disney to better compete in the streaming service.
Oh, that's what this is.
Of delivering product. That's really what all of this is about.
Interesting.
Why I imagine that they weren't interested in buying the television stations or the cable channel or any of those things, which, you know, Disney owns ABC.
Yeah.
They've already got their own television network. They've already got their own cable channels, which also include ESPN.
Yeah.
So this seems to be looking forward that you're going to now see a lot more competition in streaming and much more competitive pricing, product choices, et cetera, for television streaming services.
Interesting. Really quickly, Dean, and we're going to get to your review of The Last Jedi in a little bit.
Is that opening today?
Yeah, I guess apparently that's what I'm hearing. I'm seeing it tonight. I'm excited to see it.
Yes.
But here's the question. They announce, anytime there's a Star Wars title coming out, they announce its date, its due date, its delivery date, about a year in advance.
Right.
How do other movie companies react to that? Do they go out of their way to not counterbalance and put another movie in because they don't stand a chance? Or do they say, well, not everyone's going to see Star Wars. We might as well throw a movie up there.
If they think that everyone's not going to go see Star Wars, they are completely wrong.
Yeah.
It's going to break all kinds of records when all is said and done this weekend. But what the other movie studios are doing are offering alternative choices. No one's going to open an Avengers movie against Star Wars. Those are in direct competition with each other. But there's a children's movie that's opening this weekend that they figure is not going to go one way or the other against Star Wars business. And some of the, I guess you might call them, you know, like finer arts kinds of movies. For people who don't want to see lightsabers and Ewoks.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right. We will get Dean's review of the new Star Wars movie, The Last Jedi, and like he said, a couple of other movies that are opening tomorrow. So stick around. It's Bill and Andrea in for Wendy on WGN. Be honest, you get a little bit of a jolt. As soon as you hear that first musical sting in the song, you get a little bit of a jolt, don't you?
Every time.
What, Dean?
I want to smoke a cigarette when
I hear it. Makes you want to smoke a cigarette, and you don't even smoke.
I don't.
How about that? Dean Richards is joining us right now to tell us about the latest Star Wars movie, The Last Jedi, officially opening tomorrow, but you can see it tonight. It's in theaters tonight,
yeah,
so I guess tonight.
Most theaters are starting with 7 o'clock showings tonight. I understand the tickets are still available at some theaters.
Oh.
For some of the 7 o'clock shows tonight, because many of the theaters, like the AMC River East downtown, and many, many, many theaters, but I bring up that one because that's where I'm going to be tonight.
Dressed like Boba Fett.
I may have some costuming on.
Will you really, Dean?
I may have some costuming.
Hope so.
Oh, I love Boba Fett.
They are showing it on, you know, like 10 screens.
Wow.
So, you know, they have, you know, plenty of seating available.
Yeah.
In at least one of their theaters tonight, they're doing a Star Wars double feature starting at 3 o'clock. They're going to show The Force Awakens, which was the movie that came out a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to do the new one, The Last Jedi. So a Star Wars.
And The Nutty Professor.
Double feature for some unknown reason right in the middle of
it. I don't know why they're doing that.
Yeah, maybe like a palate cleanser.
Oh, that's why.
That's what I should do because I was trying to find. Dean, I told Bill I was trying to find The Force Awakens on Netflix and cable. And obviously it's not now.
You get it on pay-per-view.
I can get it on pay-per-view?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have it on VHS if you want.
Oh,
yeah,
on VHS.
I need that. Yeah.
I record it.
Yeah.
At
Blu-ray.
I record all the movies on my phone when I. Okay.
Dean, the way they're marketing this in the latest round of ads for the Star Wars movie is something to the effect of don't let anyone spoil it for you.
Yeah.
Is there, without saying what it could potentially be, is there a scene or scenes in there that if you don't see it right away, there's some fear that people could blow a
yes.
big surprise? Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there yeah. are a couple of things that you don't want. Spoiled of some things that happen that somebody could accidentally blurt out.
Oops.
We had when the movie came out 2 years ago, when The Force Awakens came out 2 years ago, we were all sitting around a conference room waiting for a meeting to start because everyone had just seen it, you know, the previous weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody walked in the room and said, "Oh my, I was so surprised when blah, blah, blah
oh, no.
happened," and completely blew
no.
the big, big, big surprise from The Force Awakens. I don't know that there's anything quite that jaw-dropping in this one.
Yeah.
But there are some things that you just don't want, you don't want to know about ahead of time.
Well, Andre and I were saying this yesterday. When the original Star Wars movies came out, this was pre-internet, so the only way you could hear something was from somebody who would ruin it for you. But now with the internet, all you'd have to do is turn on your computer and you could accidentally come across something you don't want to know.
Right. And
right.
I'm actually really surprised. At, I've read some of the reviews, other reviewers around the country who are giving away way too much
oh.
in their reviews. They're, you know, they're commenting on different scenes in the movie.
Oh.
And I don't like to do that with any movie, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, you know, kind of my job as the critic to sort of tell you what the movie's about, but not spoil the things that are going to happen in it.
Right.
And so I've been a little bit angry at many critics who feel like they have to give away way too many details that as a fan of
sure.
this movie and the franchise, I want to be surprised when
yes.
I go to
at least give it
see
a few weeks. I mean, my gosh,
at least
it's brand
I
new.
Shouldn't do it.
You're
mean,
very good at that, Dean. Honestly, because I
yeah.
and I'm not just saying this. I love your reviews because you tell me what I want to hear, but don't give it away.
I try not to.
Dean does that with me with medical news also. He doesn't give away too much. He just says,
"You better go back
you
to the doctor,
see a doctor.
Like now."
Yeah. Bill yeah. and I talk about yeah. medical issues.
Always.
We get together at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Our conversation on gallbladder this week.
Classic.
And I'm okay not making those.
No, you don't have to come to those.
Yeah,
you don't have to come to those.
You're lost.
So
we're
Dean,
doing pancreas next week.
This must pick up exactly where the last one left off because at the very end of the last one, The Force Awakens, we're reintroduced to a character, and all of a sudden you go, uh-oh, what happens next? So they must pick it up right from there, right?
Pretty much. It pretty much does pick up where The Force Awakens left off. The two basic parts of this movie are this. There is the wonderful formula that has worked so well for most of the Star Wars movies through the years, a plain old good guy, bad guy confrontation. And here it's the evil First Order that wants to once and for all wipe out the rebellion.
Rude.
The rebellion is in tatters. There's virtually nothing left of it, you know, save General Leia,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Played beautifully by Carrie Fisher in what wound up being her final film performance, and winds up being so touching and so prophetic. As the film goes on and her involvement in this new movie goes on, but she is leading this ragtag group of you know space warriors away from the domination and elimination that the First Order wants to impose on them. So that's part of the story, and the other part of the story is the battle for the Force. That is represented in Luke Skywalker, who we saw at the end of The Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
He is being sought out by two young Jedis. He is the Jedi Master, and is being sought out by two young Jedis. One is Rey, played by Daisy Ridley.
I love Rey.
And one is Kylo Ren, who we learned has a little family relationship.
Yes, he does.
With the whole group.
Yeah.
But he's on the dark side, and he is played by Adam Driver. And there is this this battle between the three of them, this conflict for the Force that is the other half of the movie. But along the way, with these two, that really, as far as what's going on in the movie, those are the two basic things that you need to know. Along the way, though, is such amazing movie making. Both visually in the storytelling, in emotion, in serious and touching moments, in a surprising number of really funny comedic moments in this movie as well, with several wink of the eye to Star Wars fans.
Oh, good.
Along the way. And there are many new characters. There are many new creatures that are charming and interesting. And some real nostalgic treats if you've been a longtime fan of Star Wars.
Sounds like you're saying good things. Yeah. What's Dean's list on this?
I am giving this a big old Dean's List A.
Oh, excellent.
Excellent. We're very happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Every minute. It's 2.5 hours long, which normally I hate.
Yeah.
But the last 40 minutes of this movie, put your seatbelts on.
Excellent.
Because
you are going to get one hell of a ride in the last 40 minutes of this movie.
Dean, very, very quickly, we only have a minute, but there's two other movies opening on Friday. Call Me By Your Name, which I don't understand the title of, and Ferdinand. What are those?
Ferdinand is an animated movie that I did not see. That's a kid's movie. It's about a bull with with a big heart.
Yeah, is
all I know about that. And I don't have any spoilers about that one.
Okay.
But this other movie that's called Call Me By Your Name is it's a coming-of-age movie. It stars Armie Hammer and a young actor by the name of Timothée Chalamet. It's shot in Italy. It's the story of a college intern who comes to Italy to live with his professor's family while he is doing research and studying there, but develops a relationship. This intern develops a relationship with the family's teenage son. So it's the blossoming of their friendship that turns into much more than a friendship. That is, I have to say, is well told. It's so beautifully shot. It's going to make you want to go to Italy. It's like one of those movies that's so beautiful. But it's the story about a romantic and sexual relationship between a 17-year-old boy and a much older college man.
Mm-hmm.
And while I liked that the story didn't demonize being gay, as often you see when there are stories like this where there's some tremendous conflict, there is no conflict, except I was extremely uncomfortable during this whole movie seeing a much older man having a sexual and romantic relationship with a teenager. Very uncomfortable with it.
Right.
It's beautifully acted. It's very nice. I found it a little bit uncomfortable, especially in the environment in which we live right now with sexual abuse.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that really took me out of this movie. I wound up giving it a B-.
That's still not bad.
Yeah.
Would have given it a little higher. Just think that the subject matter is so incredibly inappropriate.
Are there any Ewoks in this one or just in the first one?
I would never tell you a spoiler.
No, it's just spoiler. Like
spoiler
that. Alert.
Yeah. I'll just say Italy's known for their Ewoks.
That's all you need to say.
Ewokinis, as they call them there.
Oh, that's good. Greece, too.
Dean, thanks so much. I'm looking forward to seeing Star Wars tonight. I appreciate your review. Have a great weekend.
Enjoy your scavenger hunt.
Thank you. Yeah, see you at the Christmas party. That's Dean Richards, everybody, from the WGN TV Morning News.